Chapter 4. The Pain of Stress. Many of the annoyances of modernity do not yield to quick analysis. We wouldn't exactly label them evils, more like frustrations or nuisances. They are more like heartburn than homicide. You can't pick out a villain, yet you have a headache anyway. Sometimes you suspect there must be a computer virus hiding deep inside the center of the earth, clogging its gears. Maybe that's why so many things continue to backfire after all these years. Why can't the person using the sophisticated computers seem to clear up my magazine subscription? Why doesn't the IRS know the answers to its own questions? Whatever happened to friendly clerks? Why is it we don't feel confident that when the world awakens tomorrow, we will all be one day closer to victory? Yet another pollutant. High levels of stress follow as naturally after progress as does exhaust after traffic. It is a byproduct of our age, yet another societal pollutant. Pick up any periodical at the public library and see if it doesn't contain an article mentioning the subject. 4 out of 5 Americans report a need to reduce stress in their lives, often resorting to tranquilizers. Why, in such a prosperous age, is it necessary to sedate so many? The negative aspects of stress disable the workplace as well, resulting in the loss of 225 million workdays annually in the United States, nearly 1 million people for every working day. Our response to change. Dr. Hans Selye, the late Canadian endocrinologist and father of stress research, defines stress as the non-specific response of the body to any demand made upon it. This definition is contrary to the popular thinking that defines stress as an unpleasant circumstance, such as tax time or a screaming baby. Stress is not the circumstance. It is our response to the circumstance. It makes little difference if the situation we react to is positive or negative. Both trigger the adaptational mechanism. Although the ultimate consequences of